Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're on hold, stick with us. We're going to get right to your phone calls. We're talking a little Browns quarterback situation right now. But the Guardians playing the Detroit Tigers tonight, we hope, hopefully playing them for the next several days, weather permitting. Well, when you're going to check with weather, you know, there's only one guy you can check, and if he's not busy on the golf course, he'll go ahead and help you out.
It's a true sports fan.
He's Jason Nicholas, the head weather honcho at Channels 19 and 43. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, not on the golf course today. A little wet.
Yeah. How are you hitting them, by the way?
Super disappointed in you.
Hitting them well?
I'm not hitting them as often as I'd like to, actually. Did not get a chance to get out as much this year, but we've had great golf weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore.
Will we have good baseball weather tonight?
First of all, can we just acknowledge the fact that we're talking about this is awesome?
Yes.
Because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling my buddies, you know, some of the best weather for baseball is the end of September. Let's go to one of those Tigers or Rangers games. And I got the whole, it's going to be a bunch of AAA guys. Why do you want to go there and waste your time? And I said, you never know. There's always a chance.
Look at you.
So
look at you.
Forecast the weather, you can forecast sports as well. It's impressive.
I'm an optimist, though. I'm always an optimist.
Yes,
you know, we all have buddies who are big pessimists, and Johnny Raincloud. Even now, they're like, they got Scooble tonight. They got no chance. You know, you still hear it. It's like, what else does this team have to do to earn a little respect around here?
There it is.
Yeah.
Maybe dodge raindrops.
Tonight, yeah, let me talk about the weather. Tonight looks pretty good, guys. A little humid. A sprinkle's possible, but tonight is really trending nice. I think it'll be a nice night out at the park. Okay. 60s, low 70s. Again, a little bit on the muggy side, that's fine. But tonight looks good. Tomorrow's the day where I think they're going to have to make some decisions. And whether that means a little delay, you know, whatever they decide. Because I do think once we hit around 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, especially through tomorrow evening, I think we've got rain around downtown Cleveland. Now, it's not going to rain the whole time. There will be some dry gaps, so not a washout at all. The question is, what do they do? You know, it's the toughest thing ever. I don't envy anyone who has to do this with the team because, you know, earlier in the year, they might not play tomorrow because they've got them coming back in later in the season to do a doubleheader or the next day. But they want to get this game in tomorrow and not mess around with anything on Thursday. So I think they get it in, but they're likely going to have to dodge some raindrops, whether that's a delay of the first pitch, whether that's a mid-game delay. They finish a little bit later, but I think they get it in. But tomorrow's definitely the wet day. Thursday's trending drier. A couple days ago, I thought it looked like it was going to rain Thursday night. Now we're looking at, you know, a few days now where we're trending drier. So Thursday, I'm more optimistic that they're going to be all right, especially later in the day. So that's the upside there. But Wednesday's the day we're watching. Then for the Rangers three-game series, looking fantastic. So get out there, certainly if you can't, the next couple days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday look good. Low 70s, lower humidities, and sunshine.
Awesome, buddy.
Hey, let me go back. So do you see any showers on Thursday? Because Thursday's a day game, right? I think Thursday's a 3-something start. I'll double check that. But
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I do. As we head through the day on Thursday, drier weather comes in. So an earlier first pitch. Yeah, I should have checked that. My bad.
No, I'm double checking too because I said earlier today it was. Keep going.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Thursday's looking. Looks like the better weather later in the day. Showers around for the first part of the day. But as you head through the afternoon into the evening,
no, I was wrong. I was 6:40 start. Sorry, my bad. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Well, that's actually better than 3 o'clock. So
yeah,
later in the day. Again, one of those things where we might have a few showers around to start the game, but I don't think too much later in the game. You know, we start looking at trends when you get a couple days out and weather forecasting. You don't necessarily put a lot of credence into the latest information. You kind of look at trends, and we've been trending drier. Thursday evening. So I'm optimistic Thursday evening for that first pitch is going to be good. It's really tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day where they're going to have to, you know, either delay it or make some decisions there. But I'm sure they want to get that game and they don't want to mess around with a doubleheader or anything like that on Thursday.
Jason Nicklaus, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit him straight. Get out there and hit him. Come on, man.
You're right. I need motivation.
Once it dries up.
Hey, Andy, tell the story once when we played in a scramble in your first swing on that par three.
I did it go in? I can't remember. It wasn't a hole in one.
No, you threw your back out on the first swing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like a 230 yard par three out at Stonewater with Jimmy Hanlon's event.
Yeah,
and Andy has a 4-iron, and
of
I go,
course.
"What are you doing with a 4-iron?" And he swings and hits the line drive into the woods, and then immediately goes to his back.
And well, that's our boy right
are
there.
Are you sure? There's no way I would hit a 4-iron on a par 3.
It's going to be a long day.
Andy, you
I'm
don't hit woods.
You.
What else would you have hit?
No, but on a par 3, I wouldn't take anything. I take a 7, an 8, or a 9, or a pitching wedge.
And lay up on a 230-yard par 3?
Well, it's a scramble. I was going to let Jason do all the work. Who cares? I think
nice job, Scotty Scheffler.
We won, didn't we? Even with my bad back,
because
I think
Jason.
We won that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you made some putts.
Nice. Thank you.
Jason.
Many people think I am great at putts.
Thanks
yes.
for the input, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Jason Nicklaus, chief weather guru at Channels 19 and 43 with a little weather
I'll
update
never forget.
For the Guardians.
I felt the pain in my back as he was saying that. I'll never forget that.
I'm sure you did. We were just talking about Shador Sanders.
Yes.
Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah.
Okay. There it is.
Shador.
Deion going on the New Heights podcast and saying, you know, he didn't want to go to Baltimore and sit behind Lamar Jackson for a while. Isaac is in Shaker Heights. Hello, Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac. Thank you very much.
Oh,
going once.
Isaac.
Going twice. Sold.
Oh, man.
Entertainment is in Worcester. That obviously isn't your name, is it?
Of course. Just like... Should no one sit behind somebody and just wait till they get the flu or take the vacation or get the corona in order to start? That you know, I mean, come on, fellas. I was actually worked up about, what was it, how long I've been on hold for?
7 hours. You were on for 7 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, if you'd have caught entertainment about 20 minutes ago, I was going to just lash out. But I calmed down.
That's why.
Know, like anybody else should do.
We're psychologists, fake psychologists. You know we are. Fake, totally fake.
Right. I mean, but come on, you know, come on, fellas. Just imagine someone in your position.
Yes.
You know, you have to sit behind someone and hear them talk all damn day. And then you're going to have to wait the next day, hear them talk all damn day until that person gets a flu or takes a vacation in order for you to start talking. I mean, after a while, you're just going to go berserk.
But entertainment.
Am I correct?
Who wanted to give him a starting job right now? Name one team.
Okay. So you do have a point. Your point is legit. All right? I'm not arguing your point. I'm just speaking on behalf of anyone sitting behind anyone, okay?
Yeah, I get
so you
that.
Got the thunder on this one here. The thunder is all yours. Now you carry on and you made me laugh before I hung up. You go ahead, fellas.
All right, Worcester. Thank you. There's entertainment in Worcester. Always good to hear from Wayne County. Cleveland's in Cleveland. Let's bring it back to Cuyahoga County. What's up, Cleveland?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to tell you that I really don't want to put any of those quarterbacks in, including Watson. I don't want to see that right now because with the value of it, I have these guys that are worth quite a bit if they're pretty good. So I'd rather solidify my offensive line, especially with the problems that I'm having right now, before I put them in over Flacco, which is, he's a great quarterback. He's been there, he's done it. But the value of it, I don't want to, I'd rather him, something happen, I'd rather be him than one of the youngsters. And I'll go through that. I'll let you guys talk about it.
All right, Cleveland. Thank you very much. See, and everybody has a different opinion on this.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. I would love to see the young guys out there. If the team thinks they're ready, great. If they don't, play Joe. Honestly, I think it's that simple. We go to Medina County. Boy, we're hitting all the counties. Chris is in Lodi. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, homies?
You are.
Hey, you guys know how easy we could be at 2-1 right now?
Oh, yeah. We're safety away. We're 1 yard away from being there.
We're one caught pass away. We're one kick away.
Guys, now, I get Flacco's kind of had a couple rough games, but, you know, he put us in position to win game one, and he put us in a good position to kick a good field goal, you know, in the game against the Packers. And I'm not sure if them young guys are savvy enough for that kind of thing yet. And also, you know, I know he's had some receivers open, but he's kind of tossing to the guys that are catching. You know, some of them guys are having a little trouble catching the ball, and I don't know if that's part of the reason he's overlooking some of them maybe, or he's got more confidence in certain targets, you know, where he's checking down and, you know, maybe more confidence in completing those passes than the longer ones that kind of are getting, not kind of, they are, they're getting dropped a lot. I mean, these guys are getting hit right in the hands, and they're not catching the ball right now. So
to me, there are clearly issues with the passing game, right? All the way around.
Why not leave them in there, see what we can do. We got the Lions coming up, I think, right? And then the Vikings maybe.
Correct.
Yep.
Let's
off to London.
Let's see what happens. And, you know, we got time to put them young guys in, and maybe against the Lions is not the time.
All right, Chris. I don't think it's against the Lions, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You got to roll with Joe this week. There's no question. Jim's in Concord. Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I understand everybody looking at Joe and saying he's not playing that good, but two reasons I wouldn't change. And I'm a Shador guy all the way, but I know Dylan's the next guy in line. But you can ruin the psyche of these young guys. I mean, look at, got rushed in, Trubisky, Darnold, Danny Dimes. He's playing good now, but they all had suffered when they had bad offensive lines and no run game. I mean, our run game's average. It's not even great. And plus all the line problems. That's one reason. And then the second reason is when the game's tight at the end, you want Joe in there because he's been there before. That's just my opinion, but I respect everybody else's opinion on it.
Jim, thank you very much. Jim, I think with some valid points. Yanni is in Mentor. Yanni?
How we doing, guys?
We are doing fantastic.
I got one question. My question is, why are we always just going at Joe Flacco's throat here? Uncle Joe, you know, we could be 2-1 at this point, just like we just mentioned. And I think we have more problems in the receiving court catching balls than we do Joe himself. I think we just got to take a big, deep breath, realize what we have here. We have a 40-year-old quarterback. He is a vet. And no matter what, whoever we put in front of him is not going to win his football games at this moment. I do not believe that we have a chance at making the playoffs with the rookie quarterback in there. So why can't we just do the old traditional, learn from a vet who's done it, who's been great. He's struggling a little bit now, but he's 40 years old. Let's accept what we have here. It might take him a game or two just to, you know, get things under his belt here. We got two tough matchups coming up, and he's our best option, no matter what, you know, Drake Entertainment, whoever tells us.
Was that Yanni, the Yang? Yanni. To Drake's phone call? I think it was. Yes.
Bottom line is here, you shouldn't make a quarterback change. You just won a game. You're first, and you're 1-2, and we'll see where it goes. But I just think the quarterback situation is a mess for this year. I really do. And mm-hmm. we'll see how it gets straightened out, if it gets straightened out at some point. Big doings in week three in the National Football League. NFL rapid fire coming up next here on Bass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows, or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skinny Phelps.
Hey. Yeah, all right. A little bit of Baskin and Phelps. Man, we had a lot of fun that last segment, didn't we? Mm-hmm-hmm. The whole Shador thing.
We had a lot of opinions, didn't we?
Yeah, and they all kind of vary. And, like, I see it. Like, I see where everybody's coming from. But can we sit here and just kind of enjoy? I mean, it's been, what, a little bit more than 48 hours?
Has enjoy what, a win?
Yeah.
I think we should. Don't you? Yeah, the Green Bay Packers come to town. They had players talking about going undefeated. The Browns knock them off.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't
know. Not sure how that happened.
You know why? Because they played for the entire game.
There were big doings in week three, and it finished off last night with the Lions knocking off the Ravens. So the Browns and the Ravens are actually tied at 1-2. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached that time of the show. Dan Menigan with NFL Rapid Fire. Say it, Dano.
Gentlemen, let's begin Rapid Fire with the discourse going on across the entire NFL, and it's basically still under fighting of the tush push and how we are supposed to go against this. We'll begin with this. Have you guys seen all of the replays saying that the referees need to tighten up how they do this? There's false starts every single time. It's part of the reason why the Eagles have an advantage. Have you gentlemen seen this floating around?
Around the story, yeah, Kevin.
And you've seen the Eagles, especially their guards, jump before the ball is snapped.
Correct. Do you think it is? Let's just begin with a baseline. Do we believe this is a legal football play?
Yes.
I do, too. Yeah, I think it's a legal football play until they say it's not.
Okay.
Agreed.
Would you be okay if they got rid of it as a legal football play in the offseason?
Yeah. Why would you get rid of it? I'm just curious as to why most people want to get rid of it. Or the people who do want to get rid of it.
You know, what's
why?
Interesting is I don't think we ever, you know, the play itself has been around forever. Like, how many times have you seen a running back who got through the hole and he had two guys to go through and then you watch one of his teammates just start pushing him? I mean, isn't that a small form of what the tush push is?
Diversion. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've had that in the game forever, and no one ever complained about that. even if it meant getting a first yard or first down in certain situations. So I don't know. I kind of like the scrum atmosphere of the NFL. I have no problem. I think it makes things interesting. The problem is defenses can't stop it. That's why they're upset.
Which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I personally wouldn't ban it. There's been talk of injuries and not a very good play when it comes to injuries, but they don't have the data to back that up. So I don't know where that's coming from.
All I know is that one time someone's going to line up for one of these tush pushes, and the other team's got to think they've got to get everybody in the box. And it's going to
somebody's going to throw.
Oh, someone's going to leak out 2 yards, and the next thing you know, it'll be a touchdown.
Yep. Well, we might see it this week as the Eagles take on the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers made a move that has a couple of people with their eyes open that just came down. They've signed a gentleman by the name of Desmond Watson. Desmond Watson is out of the University of Florida. He is 6'6", 464 pounds of human.
Wasn't he with them in training camp?
464 pounds.
I think he was with him in camp.
Might, gentlemen, having some beef up there be the solution to the tush push that you cannot go through that mountain of a human being?
That one could lead to more data on injuries.
It is a large...
That guy could fall on you.
If you could find a picture of this gentleman, he's as large as you think he's going to be. I mean, 6'6", 464 pounds.
They wanted him, they let him go because they wanted to be healthier player on the field.
Yeah, well, he's not any healthier. He's just this big, so he's in.
And he's a practice squad guy, right?
Previously weighed 437 pounds entering training camp this year.
So big dance.
Down a couple. You know, he's working his way down there. He's lost about 25 pounds. Good
sure,
for him.
Sure, you'll get that.
I'm interested because I want to see if this might be the answer. That the answer to the tush push is going to be every week we are going to find just a massive mound of humanity and put that in the front. Old Gilbert Brown is smiling somewhere.
That's funny.
He was at Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he actually, did he have a couple carries when he was there too?
He might have. Trust me, you'd refer to him as sir if you ever met him.
He wears a 6XL.
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, good gravy.
We'll see. Let's look for the video. We can't wait.
That just came down the line and I saw that and went, holy smokes.
That could get fun.
Something else that falls under holy smokes, the Titans, who are 0-3 right now. Head coach Brian Callahan is handing the play calling off to his quarterbacks coach, Bo Hardgreave. So things getting a little ugly in Tennessee and the stove might be turning up a little warmer than Brian Callahan would want.
Here's the question I have. If
you bring up the...
Say it, Andy.
What? Bring his dad back? They're probably going to let his dad go, too, don't you think?
We'll allow this.
Okay, so then... I mean, I hope that we're on the phone like in 5 seconds to get him back here. That's what I'm saying. No disrespect to the current coaching staff, but he's got the magic touch on offensive lines. At least he did here.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Everywhere Bill Callahan has gone, offensive lines have cranked.
Bring Bill back.
You guys want some breaking news?
Yeah.
The Giants are planning to start rookie Jackson Dart on Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, there's your next topic for NFL Rapid Fire.
All right. And that brings up the question, okay, if they're getting rid of Russell Wilson and, you know, Russ is going to the bench and Jameis is there, somebody's going to trade for one of those guys. I would think, and I wouldn't think it's the Browns.
Is it this week? No.
No. That's too quick. But I would wonder, Jackson Dart was a first-round pick, was expected to become the starter at some point this year. I don't think that's the same situation that we're dealing with here. Do you?
No. No, I don't think so.
I wish Jackson Dart had been drafted by the Browns. I wish they'd have made a play for him.
I think it's early. I want to see what he looks like.
Well, sure, but
this is going to be nasty.
Sure. I just wish they'd have made a play for him.
It feels like I wouldn't trade for Russ to save my soul.
I didn't suggest that, did I?
Somebody will.
I did not say you suggested Jeff. Right. Sorry, Andy.
Okay. Again, the Giants are 0-3, right?
Oh, and their offense has been horrendous.
Yeah, they're 0-3. They're not going anywhere, so they're doing what I think a lot of Browns fans would have wanted this week if we were 0-3. Exactly the same thing. You're 0-3. Your playoffs are gone. Sorry. You're not making the playoffs, so why not?
I would have turned to Jameis before I would have went to Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart needs to sit.
To find out real quick if you're right or wrong. That's all.
I said it when he was coming out of college. I was like, that guy needs to sit. He's coming out of that Ole Miss offense where Lane Kiffin is like, you will throw the ball to that gentleman. And that is what you will do. I wonder if he's been able to figure it out more.
There's one issue here. Brian Daboll needs to save his job.
True.
He can do that with Jackson Dart. I don't think he can do that with Jameis Winston. If Jackson Dart goes out and plays well, or Brian Daboll, Brian can hang on to that job.
I think he's dead man walking anyway.
Not if Jackson Dart goes out and they play well.
Oh, I think Jameis give you a better chance of that. Because Jameis, I could at least throw the ball to Malik Nabers and throw it to him 20 times a game like he's Brandon Marshall.
It's not playing well. It's playing well with Jackson Dart. That's what will save him his job.
Okay.
The only thing that'll save him his job.
I would tell him to tell the band to start playing.
Well,
I think the ship is heading south.
I didn't disagree with you, did I?
No, not
I just
slightest.
I just said what can he do to save his job?
Just don't think it's the smartest thing.
Otherwise,
thing for the
he'll
future
be out and they'll
Dart.
Otherwise he'll be out and they'll bring in another coach to coach Jackson Dart. Troy Aikman's line on Monday Night Football the other night. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Buck teed him up. He said, "What's your line about first round quarterbacks and coaches?" He said, "Yeah, you draft a guy in the first round to have him play for your replacement." Interesting.
Put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, the Houston Texans are 0-3 right now, and a lot of people had them making the playoffs, and not only making the playoffs, but winning the South, and that offense has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. C.J. Stroud's not playing particularly well. Might not be all on C.J., that's for sure. They lost Joe Mixon to injury. He's been out all year. Nick Chubb hasn't looked like Nick Chubb. We understand that. And they've got some wide receivers. I love Nico Collins. He's a terrific wide receiver. I'm surprised they're not playing very well.
I'm a little shocked by that, too. But, again, you are in purgatory at 0-3. So
there you are. I hope C.J. Stroud can bounce back. I like him.
So the Sunday slate was the most amount of blocked field goals in a single day since 1991. There were 4 blocked kicks over the weekend. Do we think this is the start of something around the league, that we are going to see more blocked kicks on special teams? Or is this just a one-week hiccup? Just that telling, because it seems like special teams coaches want to get more starters on the field, which makes me think that the defensive side, you're going to see more of it unless you see more offensive linemen out there to go on the other side of special teams.
Overall, I think it was a one-off. However, if you can just make it an emphasis, hey, fellas, push and put your hands in the air. And that's what happened with Shelby Harris. Shelby's really good at it. He's done it numerous times throughout his career. But what happened? They had a push and he put his hand in the air.
Yeah. I think this is all just kind of aftershock still from moving the extra point line back. And how many years has it been now? It feels like it's been forever. I just love the fact that extra points aren't a gimme anymore. And that I wish we would make all of ours, but I don't, it's still, it's just one of those.
Hands in the air like you don't care.
Yeah. By the way, USA Today ranked all of the blocks. And the Browns block was number 2.
Did you get a donut with that or something?
Power block. The Eagles block of the Rams game winning field goal attempt was number 1.
Well, and you had a big man return.
Got a fat guy touchdown out of it, which we're all here for.
It's all about the fat guy touchdown.
By the way, what do we have to do to get Desmond Watson into the end zone so I can get the true fattest of the fat guy touchdowns?
Let him be a running back. Hand him the ball as a fullback. It's the fridge.
We've already
seen this.
Oh, but I need to see it, like, in the next 2 weeks.
Harsh.
I feel like we've really behaved ourselves. We've earned something nice in this world, and that, to me, would be the peak of nice. A 430-pound man scoring a touchdown, and the dance that follows it.
Like it.
That's what I'm here for.
Like it.
So, around the league as well, Jerry Jones came out and said that he would like to use some of the draft picks from the Micah Parsons trade for the Dallas Cowboys to possibly improve the team. By the way, as his pass rush has been so-so to begin with, and the rush defense has been even worse.
Yeah. I've always thought draft picks could be used to go get veteran talent that could come in and help you. But I don't know if you want to trade those high picks for that. You know, again, give me a guy who's played in the league for a while and can show he can play over any fifth, sixth, seventh round pick that I'm going to have to try and convert into a guy who can play in the league. But if I'm Jerry needs to bite the bullet and realize maybe it's time to just, you know, stock up a little bit, use those picks and go.
Yep. I'm hoping you have time to do the most important football story of the week.
Do it.
The Canadian Football League has changed a ton of rules going into next season. How could you not, you know, give a little bit of love for our friends? They're like 60 miles away if you just want to go straight across the lake. We forget how close they are.
It'd be difficult.
It seems. Why can't we just get a bridge? We just get a bridge so we could see things like 100-yard fields now?
We got a couple of them.
Could be part of the lakefront development.
Oh! Jeff, I like what you're thinking.
Thanks.
Can't we just tear down the stadium and start building the bridge to Canada?
There'll be enough bricks left over. You can just use those.
Is it the Gordie Howe Bridge? It's coming. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, Canadian Football League rules. They're going to a 100-yard field. The center line's going bye-bye.
You mean the 55?
The 55 is gone. It will be gone next season.
So they're
season.
Going to an American field, pretty
Basically,
much.
Basically, they're moving the goalposts back to the end line. The end zones were 20 yards. They're now going to be 15 yards. Something up with the Rouge, too. I don't know. They're changing the way that you score that, too. But nothing about – if you were the Canadian shame. Football League, would you go to four downs rather than three?
It's a shame.
Or is that the staple of the league? I thought the center line was awesome. I'll be honest with you. I was always a big fan of the center line.
I was always a big fan of Canadian football.
Yeah, I always thought it was weird, though.
I have no opinions when it comes to Canadian football.
I can watch it for a while, then I have to turn it off because it seems like they're running the punt unit on the field all the time.
Any information past the fact that they are Canadian and they have a football league, I would be completely pulling this out of my rear end.
I would have thought it would have been cool if they would have left the center line there, turned it red, and then if you threw the ball over three consecutive lines, it'd be icing.
Okay. Ben Broussard, former Indian first baseman, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. At 12:40,
six people. Hey,
they picked up another first round pick for next year. Why? Because they're drafting a quarterback. Our 2026 first round quarterback update next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Ben Broussard, former Indians first baseman, coming up at 1 o'clock.
Hey, you can always listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep that in mind. Broussard coming up at 1 o'clock. So we have been looking at quarterbacks. Shocking. Mm-hmm. Especially since the team went ahead and traded to pick up an extra first rounder next year.
Correct.
We all kind of know yes. what's coming, I would think. Mm-hmm. I found it interesting. ESPN put out a poll of, and they polled 25 NFL scouts and execs to see who right now, and Pete Thamel did this, who right now they think is the projected top quarterback to be taken in next year's draft. This is probably bad.
Why?
Because there wasn't one in particular.
Oh, I don't know. Is that that bad?
Yeah, it means because, well.
Well, you want a clear-cut number one? Is well, that what you're saying?
If the Browns end up with a really high pick, you know, like one, two, or three, mm-hmm. you'd probably want a clear-cut. If they end up, say, with the eighth, ninth, tenth pick, then the idea of not having a clear-cut number one could be beneficial. You know?
Yeah.
Because then you might get the Maybe best guy don't. In the draft at 8, 9, 10 and not have to move up.
True, true.
But right now, the 25 guys who answered, the guy who got the most votes as the top vote getter to be the best quarterback coming out, top quarterback in the draft of 2026, was Lenora Sellers from South Carolina. He had 8 of the 25 votes, but right behind was Garrett Nussmeier with 7. So 15 of your 25 votes are going to either Lenora Sellers or Garrett Nussmeier. After that, Carson Beck got 3 votes. John Mateer, formerly of Washington State, now yes. of Oklahoma.
Well, how'd he's doing?
Got How's 3 votes. Drew Aller got 2 votes from Medina and Penn State.
Okay.
And then Sam Levitt and Arch Manning got 1 each. And my guess is a lot of the buzz around Arch Manning has died down because he hasn't played well and everybody knows he has another year of eligibility. Hmm. Other guys do as well. Lenora Sellers actually has another year of eligibility too. But the thought is that he's not going to pull an Arch Manning and go back to school. So with that as kind of a little way of putting us in the proper frame of mind, right now it appears to be Sellers and Nussmeier, according to the NFL people. We'll give you a little update on what some of these guys did.
Hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, CBS doesn't agree with that, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going. Yep.
All right, great.
Hmm?
We'll start with Lenora Sellers because he got 8 of the 25 votes. His South Carolina team lost to Missouri by 8, so that's not good. And they're now 2-2. But he was 18 of 28, 302 yards passing, and 2 touchdowns. That was coming off his concussion situation. Arch Manning played Southwest Texas State. I'm sorry, you're not going to see anything when you're playing teams like Southwest Texas. Texas won at 55-0.
He had a bomb in that game, though, so if you were worried about his shoulder, it kind of was like, eh.
It's like,
yeah,
wow, that looked pretty
good.
For you. He was really good. 18 of 29, 309 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Still wondering if that shoulder's messed up.
And that the throwing motion is one that you're going to have to look at. I still, if he's coming out, I still think he's got to be the guy that, if it's not Sellers, I think it's got to be Manning. Nussmeier.
I don't know. I could see Nussmeier being there.
Well, I do.
I like Nussmeier.
I can too. They played Southeast Louisiana State, which is the Louisiana equivalent of Southwest Texas State, and he was really good. They won 56-10.
The multi-directional teams normally aren't very good.
They're usually not very good.
No.
He was 25 of 31, 273, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about him. Drew Aller in Penn State off.
Okay.
Now, Drew has played the Midwest equivalents of Southwest Texas State and Southeast Louisiana State to start
all
the season.
All these guys have. All of them have.
Next week, Drew Aller and Penn State play Oregon. That'll tell you something, won't it?
Ohio State's on the horizon.
That will tell you something about that. So, to me, right now, those are the top 4 guys still, if I'm looking at it for the Browns next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sellers, Manning, Nussmeier, Aller. Probably, I would think, for me anyway, in that order right now. But the other guys who are interesting, and this one, this guy keeps just like popping up. Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
Of Indiana.
10 touchdowns in his last 2 games.
Yeah, he played the non-equivalent of Southwest Texas State and Southeast Louisiana State. They played number 9 Illinois. And Indiana won 63-10. against a top 10 ranked team.
He's a Cal transfer, too.
And he was really good. 21 of 23, 267, and 5 touchdowns. So, is he going to go at the top of that draft next year? No. But he might be the kind of guy that drops down in the draft.
Yeah, but if you keep dropping numbers like that.
Yeah, I know, against a good team.
Yeah.
But I wonder, Andy, he screams to me like a guy like 12 to 18 in the draft.
I don't know how you can project that so early.
Well, I'm not being definitive. It just kind of smells that way. You know, Sellers, Manning, Nussmeier, Aller. I would think it would take a lot for Mendoza to jump those guys if they all come out.
I think if you kind of take a look at Indiana's schedule coming up, that you can get a better read for what he might be. The opportunity, obviously, because in the Big Ten, is going to be there. Indiana does not play Ohio State this year, but they've got Iowa this weekend. They've got Oregon after that. That'll be an interesting matchup. Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland. Then they play Penn State and then Wisconsin, Purdue after out of that.
We'll see.
Wisconsin, then Purdue. If you can make it past that and get that team into the playoffs, Indiana was upstart, and the program is not the program that you used to think it was.
Oh, no. He's a big guy, so just keep him on the radar. Klubnik from Clemson.
He reminds me of Cousins. I watch him, Mendoza and I think Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, if everything around you is cranking, you're going to do great.
You can make a lot of money and play a long time.
Yeah. If everything around him is great, he cranks. But I wonder what that looks like if things get a little hairy around him.
Is it just me?
But Cignetti's done a great job down there.
Is Cade Klubnik the guy that just seems to be losing a little bit of his luster as the season goes on? Clemson lost again, 34-21 to Anthony Lance, Syracuse Orange. And they're now, Clemson's now 1-3. And Klubnik threw 60 passes in the game. Had 363 yards and 3 touchdowns. But he went from being seemingly top 3 in everybody's rankings to maybe not being top 3 in everybody's rankings.
It's still early. It's way early.
Exactly. But we're doing this exercise.
We're chatting about it. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we can talk Shador some more. You want to?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Do we have an open for that?
I don't know.
Shador.
Should Shador start at quarterback this week? 216-474-0092.
Stop. Clemson.
For Clemson.
For Clemson.
Oh, for Clemson. All right. That's all.
He's still got a year of eligibility,
doesn't
he?
It sounds like you're saying, but Clemson. Oi.
Is Deion available to coach Clemson?
Oh, yeah. The new year. But Clemson.
I think
Dabo's going to be unemployed by the end of the season.
Two guys who each picked up 3 votes in that ESPN poll of the scouts. John Mateer of Oklahoma, Carson Beck of Miami. So I added them to the list.
Okay.
Oklahoma beat Auburn 24-17, and Mateer was solid, 24-36, 271, had 1 touchdown. And he's one of the leading guys for the Heisman Trophy. Same thing with Beck.
Yep.
They beat Florida 26-7.
I like Mateer. I think he's got some promise.
I have had enough of shorter quarterbacks from Oklahoma.
Oh, come on. That's not fair, Jeff.
It's not fair, but I'd much rather have Lenore Sellers.
Mateer could be the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, but I've had enough because I'm
done
judging
with
him.
Anyone who
he
is
reminds
from
me
Oklahoma.
Too much of Baker Mayfield, and I'm done with him.
I'm sorry.
He's from Little Elm, Texas. Not Big Elm, Little Elm.
That tells you all you need to know.
That's right.
I am enamored with Lenore Sellers.
No.
That could change, but I'm enamored with Lenore Sellers. And Carson Beck's sister keeps dressing up in Miami colors and little cheerleader outfits and little dance team outfits.
Don't get divorced.
She ain't ugly. 26-7. They beat Florida. Boy, those Gators. And he was okay. 17 of 30 for 160 yards. No touchdowns. Had 1 interception.
Florida's another one that's a hot mess right now.
Yeah, but see, now here's the thing that some of these guys, you got to figure, you know, the most quarterbacks ever taken in a draft in the first round were 6, and it happened only twice in 83 and just 2 years ago in 2024. And I would doubt that more than 6 go in this draft. So that means guys like maybe Levitt, Ayam Aliava from UCLA, except he's supposed to transfer and keep playing. Maybe Klubnik. I would guess Klubnik still goes in the first round. But there's just going to be a lot of guys in this draft, and it's going to be interesting to see where they slot. You know, right now, Let's just go with what the guys from the scouts said. They said Sellers number one and Nussmeier number two. Right now, I would think that's probably accurate.
I feel like these are all good guys to be looking at.
I feel like Nico, by the end of this, is going to end up like Rich Hill, where he'll just end up playing for most colleges.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. He's going to end up like a reliever.
Nico, when he left Tennessee, everybody was all excited, and he's gone to UCLA, and already John Foster's out of a job, and he's not played real well.
Oh, darn.
It's kind of a mess. Go, Dano.
A little bit of breaking news coming down because, you know, it is college football, so every week a coach has to get fired. Oklahoma State has fired Mike Gundy.
Really?
Yeah, Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State. That's crazy.
Does he leave his mullet?
Is it like turning in your badge and your weapon?
Come on, he's a man. Why do you guys got to be this way?
You know, their program just lost to Tulsa. And that would be like Bowling Green beating Ohio State back in the day. Oklahoma State's just slid a little bit. And Gundy did a nice job there for a real long time. But it just kind of got away from him, apparently. And, you know, when you lose to Tulsa and you're Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, you got a problem. And so Gundy's out, huh?
Yeah, as of yesterday at 2 o'clock or almost 3 o'clock, Oklahoma State, this is ESPN, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy had no interest in this being his final season in charge of the Cowboys. He told reporters in a news conference yesterday afternoon, 100% Gundy asked if he intended to remain at Oklahoma State beyond this season.
Oddly enough, that's not his call.
I think he got $15 million on a buyout.
Oddly enough, good for him.
Yes.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Write something about me. That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
You know how many years ago he said that? Is that right?
It's like 10 years, isn't it? 10, 15 years?
He said, I'm 40. 58. He's 58 years old.
The bite lives on in infamy. Ben Broussard, former Indians first baseman, next. Why? His team is one game out in the Central. Guardians Tiger Talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.